This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukraine declared an air raid alert over most of the country on Thursday, and regional authorities warned of a possible missile attack. The DTEK electricity company says it was performing emergency shutdowns of electrical power in the capital Kyiv, the rest of the Kyiv region, as well as the regions of Odessa and Dnipropetrovsk due to a danger of a missile attack. The United States said on Wednesday it would supply Ukraine with dozens of tanks after Germany made a similar announcement, moves hailed by Kyiv as a potential turning point in its battle to repel Russia's invasion. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
The U.S. changed course on Wednesday and announced it would send 31 of its most advanced battle tanks to Ukraine, helping to break a global stalemate on the weapons that Ukraine says are desperately needed to fight off Russian forces and potentially reclaim occupied territory in the east and south. The U.S. decision to deliver M1 Abrams tanks helped resolve a diplomatic logjam with Germany, which was hesitant to send the advanced weaponry amid deep reluctance given its Nazi past.
That was Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday the key to supplying tanks for Ukraine's war effort was speed and sufficient numbers. In his nightly video address, Zelensky also said he had spoken to NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and called for supplies of long-range missiles and aircraft. Spain's Interior Ministry says a machete-wielding man killed a sexton and injured a priest in attacks at two churches in the city of Algeciras on Wednesday. This is VOA News. The ministry said that the assailant wounded a priest inside one church. He then walked to a second church where he attacked the sexton, whose job it is to take care of the church. The attacker has been arrested and is in the custody of Spain's National Police. Spain's National Court says a judge has opened an investigation into a possible act of terrorism over Wednesday's attack. Hundreds of supporters of South Africa's opposition protested Wednesday over ongoing power cuts that are crippling the Africa continent's most developed economy. Kate Bartlett reports for Johannesburg.
South Africa has been mired in an energy crisis for more than a decade, but it has accelerated this year, with the country experiencing daily scheduled blackouts, sometimes for as long as 10 hours a day. Known here as load shedding, the cuts are meant to reduce power on the strained grid. Eskom, the cash-strapped and debt-ridden state power utility, is beset by aging coal plants that are prone to breakdowns. Hundreds of protesters massed outside the headquarters of the ruling African National Congress Party, blaming the government for failing to get the energy crisis under control. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Thousands of Australians marked the country's National Day celebrations on Thursday with rallies in support of Indigenous people, many of whom described the anniversary of the day a British fleet sailed into Sydney Harbor as Invasion Day. In Sydney, large crowds gathered at an Invasion Day rally in the Central Business District, where some people carried Aboriginal flags.
Nobody's got the right to celebrate genocide. That's it. This is ground zero, genocide. Ground zero happened here on 26th of January, 1788. Nobody should be celebrating. It's not an event to celebrate.
This year's holiday comes as Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's centre-left Labour Party government plans a referendum on recognizing Indigenous people in the Constitution and requiring consultation with them on decisions that affect their lives, called the Voice to Parliament. Many Indigenous Australians, however, are not supportive of the move, feeling they are still not being listened to, a theme that was central to many of the protests held around the country. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. Repeating our top story, Ukraine declared an air raid alert over most of the country on Thursday, and regional authorities warned of a possible missile attack. I'm Richard Green, reporting for VOA News.